This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here this Saturday. It's a special day at Roseburg High School. It's graduation. And we're going to talk with the principal, David Vickery, today. Co-student body presidents, Sylvia Ekman and Anna Kohlberg. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Hello, hello.
So, Principal Vickery, we will start with you. Pretty fast-moving week. And as you kind of look back, what do you feel like some of the highlights are for this year?
This being my second year, it was awesome kind of knowing how things go and how things are supposed to be, and also knowing the kids more. You know, last year I was brand new, and so having a better relationship with the kids, knowing them, especially these two a little bit more, has definitely been the highlight for my year, is just knowing the kids a lot more.
What about last year for you? Since you went to Roseburg High School, was that kind of weird going through graduation as the guy in charge?
Very surreal. You can actually, you hear at some graduations where the principals say that I've been in this seat you're in. Well, I literally was in some of the seats they were in. And it was quite surreal.
What is it as an educator, what do you think about on graduation day for the kids?
It's my favorite day of the year. The reason I do what I do, watching them step across that stage, 13 years of work, watching them do their, for a lot of them, that first real big accomplishment, and then sets them off into the world, per se. You turn 18, you're an adult legally, but I think after you graduate, things become a little bit more real, and heading off into the adult world.
So, Sylvia, tell us a little bit about you. How long have you lived in Roseburg? What elementary, what middle schools did you go to?
Yeah, I've lived in Roseburg my entire life, in the same house as well, which is super fun. I'm definitely going to miss the blueberries in the backyard, but I went to Hughcrest Elementary School. It was about a mile away from the house, and then Joe Lane.
And it's Annan, right?
Correct.
I think I got that right or got that wrong at the beginning. Same question for you.
I have lived in Roseburg since I was 5. We moved here from Portland, and I also went to Hughcrest Elementary School, and I went to Fremont for middle school.
So, Annan, what led to you getting involved in student government?
Well, I just really liked being involved with my school. I liked being involved in lots of clubs, and I heard about leadership my sophomore year, and I actually had the teacher at the time as my English teacher, and I talked to her about it, and she said that I'd be a great fit for leadership. And ever since, I've gotten involved. I was treasurer last year, and this year I had the honor to be ASB co-president.
So what other areas have you been involved in besides your daily classes?
I'm involved in several clubs on campus, as well as like National Honor Society, ASTRA, and outside of school, I did Umpqua Valley Youth Orchestra, where I played the cello, as well as hula. I was a hula dancer for several years, and I also work part-time at My Coffee.
Wow. Sylvia, what about you?
Oh, my goodness. I also play the cello for Douglas County Youth Orchestra.
Wait a second here. I have done thousands of radio interviews. I have never had two cellists in the same room for an interview that had nothing to do about music.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's one of our fun facts. I don't think we've pulled it out at the assemblies yet, and I don't think we'll have to as the year's over. I've been super involved with cross country and track and was able to compete at the state meet last weekend. That was an incredible experience. And then I lead the Key Club at high school, student government. I edit our yearbook. And wow, there's just so many wonderful things to do, I think.
What was that state track meet like?
I can't say I raced super well, but it was a really surreal experience. I think it's been something that I've been working towards I've been racing since I was 5, and I was definitely really grateful to be there, and it definitely, solidified how wonderful the competitors in Oregon are. I think they call it track town. I don't think you realize that until you're there, and you think you're fast, but there's about 100 other people there who are incredible as well.
Is there a special feel for you as a runner when you're at Hayward?
I think so. I grew up racing at Old Hayward, and I think seeing the new stadium and maybe shows to the outside people outside of track how special that place is.
So, and now with all this other things going on, have you had a part-time job as well?
No, I've just been super busy with extracurriculars.
So, Annan, what's some of the biggest highlights of the school year for you?
Honestly, I think some of the biggest highlights are really getting into college and deciding where I wanted to go. I'm going to University of Utah next year to become a nurse practitioner. As well, along with that, just having all the lasts with my friends, last first day of school, last dances and everything like that has just been a really nice experience and good to have be done with high school.
Good to be done. Sylvia, what about highlights for you?
I definitely echo the sentiment about loving the last, whether that's we had senior night for both sports, and that was really enjoyable. I go back to districts. Qualifying for state is definitely a relief. Beyond that, I'd agree. I had lots of fun figuring out college and the process, and definitely glad to be done applying. But, yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk to maybe just friends that are a year older about what it was like when you walk off that field?
I was able to watch my sister graduate and my parents both teach, so I've definitely been hearing a lot about graduation, and I think it's a somewhat euphoric moment, and I'm really looking forward to that this weekend.
Anna, what have you thought about walking off when you're done? What will it be like? What do you think?
I'm just really ready for the next steps and ready to pursue my education and get my future career started. I watched my sister graduate in 2020 or 2019, I guess. But that's about all I've had experience with watching graduating. I'm just really excited.
And let's see here. What do we want to talk about next? What were a couple challenging things this year?
I think getting my college situation figured out was definitely a little bit of a challenge. Deciding where I want to apply to and making sure that I'm really choosing the right path for me was a big one. Other than that, I think that this year has been pretty good. I guess AP testing was also a little bit at the end of the school year, senior burnout, you're having all those tests. But other than that, I feel like this year has been pretty good.
Sylvia, what about challenges for you?
I think at the beginning of the year, I had some medical challenges, and I think going into college or college applications, that maybe put a lot of stuff into perspective, which I think was really good in hindsight. I definitely echo the sentiment about AP tests being a little brutal, but I finished my last big test this morning, and I'm looking forward, I guess. I'll have finals next in college, so yeah.
What about the last month for you? Just how crazy has it been?
Oh my goodness, we've been super busy. There's been incredible kids in leadership working super hard, whether that's senior family brunch or homegoing last week. And beyond that, there's been kids who are doing the most academically with their AP tests and taking college credits. I think it's been super busy, maybe a little hectic, but I think good hectic. So yeah.
Anna, what about the last month for you?
Kind of same thing, finishing up my AP tests and getting ready to graduate has just been priority lately, but I think we're hitting the downhill slope, 2 days left after this, so.
David, what's the pace of the last few weeks like compared to the rest of the year? Is it just off the chart?
Oh yeah, I think it becomes more of a time of urgency. You know, I think you have some kids that are realizing that, you know, maybe I need to do a little bit more to get that grade up a little bit, or to put that finishing touch on my transcripts. I think you have kids too realizing that the end is coming and everybody's going their separate ways. The common sentiment is they all want to be done, right? And for us, we know that later on they'll wish that they had just cherished it a little bit longer.
Sylvia, what about Roseburg High School's size? Do you like it? Is it too small, too big, or what's your take?
I love it. I think it's perfect. We got the list of the people who are graduating, whose names we'll get to read on Saturday last week, and I was going through the names, and I thought, wow, I've known these people since elementary school. I've known them for 5-10 years, and I think it's really special to be growing up in a community where everyone knows everyone, and I think we have the perfect mix of a large school, but not too large.
And what do you think?
I agree with Sylvia. I think going through those names was a big deal for me, figuring out that I went to school with a lot of these kids my whole life. And I think it's a good size as well. I think we combine some of the surrounding areas as well, which, you know, combined to one big school, but it's not too big. I think, what, we have graduating class of around 350?
Yeah, some, a little bit more than that, okay. I think.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back on Inside Douglas County more as we get ready to wrap up the school year at Roseburg High School. Sylvia Ekman, Annan Kohlberg, and Principal David Vickery back in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1246, Lars Larson at 1. We're wrapping up the school year at Roseburg High School. Principal David Vickery, co-student body president Sylvia Ekman, and Annan Kohlberg this afternoon. So, David, talk about graduation logistics. Parents, grandparents, people should read the things that are emailed to them, but they don't always read them. Tell us what the community needs to know coming up for Saturday.
Yeah, well, I think the first thing the community needs to know is that from about 9 o'clock till about 2 o'clock, they should probably stay away from Harvard. just throw that out there. But the graduation, you know, it starts promptly at 11 a.m. The kids will be marching out at that time. We're asking kids to be there at 9:45 in the auxiliary gym, if you two heard me that, 9:45, to make sure everything's good to go. The gates will open at 8:30, so people can come in and start getting their seats. We encourage everybody to be there by 10, because it will start getting pretty congested, and that's why we have the kids actually get there a little earlier than they should, just so to make sure that they have parking and can get in there. Carpooling is suggested, but give yourself some time. Also, you know, it's supposed to be 87 degrees, so make sure, you know, people are hydrated and maybe bring water or something like that. So we want to make sure that everything goes off without a hiccup on that. So,
you know, it's amazing. I live about less than a mile, maybe close to a mile from the high school. I've actually had people park on my street, you know, for graduation. I come out and wonder what all these cars are doing. And it's really tricky with the parking.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, if you've got 350 to 380 kids graduating and each of them bring maybe four people or probably more, you start getting in the thousands and thousands pretty quickly. And I know last year, and I'm sure this year, it didn't look like there was an empty seat. So, you know, we expect a lot of people there, and it will definitely affect that part of town. We want everybody to park legally so that nobody gets in trouble that way. But definitely give yourself a ton of time.
Well, and maybe even if you've got a neighbor who's not coming, who could drive you all down there and drop you off and then come pick you up later?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it is absolutely crazy to watch that. So let's focus, Sylvia and Anna, on both of you as we get a few more minutes in here. Anna, what's your future plans?
I am going to the University of Utah next year, and I plan on becoming a nurse practitioner.
So why nurse practitioner?
Well, this year I completed my CNA license, Certified Nursing Assistant, through the high school offered by UCC.
So you're way ahead then.
I wouldn't say way ahead, but I'm getting started.
I mean, that because a lot of schools, you can't do that.
No, Roseburg has a very unique opportunity for that, and I'm really grateful that I get a head start and I'm able to really understand what I'm getting into, I guess. It helps me understand and solidify that this is a career that I want to pursue and that I really do want to go into nursing and expand on that in my future.
So why nursing?
I've always had kind of a knack for people. I really enjoy being around people, and I want to help people wherever I can. And I kind of decided later on nurse practitioner. I was always in between, you know, maybe being a doctor, but it's a lot of schooling, and I think a nurse practitioner is a good place to be.
So is that a four-year program then?
It's a, yes, you're undergraduate for 4 years, and then it's like a 2 to 3 year program for your master's and certification.
So you've still got a ways to go.
Yeah, I've got a couple years out of the way from taking a lot of classes my dual credit classes through UCC is I've gotten over about a year and a half of my schooling done already before I've even graduated.
Which has also saved your family a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, Sylvia, what path do you have in mind?
Oh, my goodness. I'm super excited for next year. I'm going to be moving to Boston and attending Harvard. My plan is to major in government, and, yeah, I'm excited.
Wow. Now, getting into Harvard is not easy.
No, it was a long application.
What was that like?
There were a lot of essays. I think I maybe mentioned this. I applied to 13 schools. I don't think anyone applies thinking they're going to get in. My family was in Boston last summer, and I didn't even want a tour because I didn't want to fall in love with a place I wasn't going to be attending. But I filled out the application, and I found out in February that I had an interview. And very end of March, during spring break, we opened it.
And why government?
I'm really interested in international relations. I think the dream is to be able to travel the world and be interacting with people while I'm doing that. And I think government's the path for me. That being said, I don't think I can even declare a major until sophomore year. So I think next year will be a lot of exploration, which will be fun.
Now, as you were looking at these other schools as well, did Harvard accept you first, or how did that all work?
It was kind of fun. I was waiting for a bunch of schools throughout the entirety of March, and then I think the last Thursday of March, it's called Ivy Day, so you get to open all of the super competitive schools at once, and it was a big decision. Yeah.
Wow. And is there some different elements to going to Harvard?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a super competitive environment, but I also think it's going to be super rich. I think there's going to be a ton of people from different parts of the world, and I'm really excited to be exposed to that, along with people who are really curious and excited about the fields they're pursuing. I think you can go there and find someone who's the best in their field for a lot of different aspects. Yeah.
Now, had you ever been in Boston before last summer?
We had spent a couple times in Boston, mainly to look at art. My parents bought these art, so we were spending lots of time at the Isabella Stewart Gardner or the MFA, and yeah.
And when you get through your program at Harvard, do you know what you'll do after that?
After graduating, I'm really not sure right now, but I imagine I'll pursue a master's degree.
Yeah. And could that be at Harvard as well?
I think so, yeah.
So what do you, where do you want to live as an adult?
I have no idea. I think, as I mentioned in international relations, I do want to be able to explore the world, whether that's through living in embassies at the State Department or working with the UN. But I do see myself coming back for blueberries in the summers, definitely, to Roseburg.
And now, have you been do you guys have blueberries at your place?
Yes, at home, and we love to go out to Big Bend.
And what is it about blueberries that you especially like?
I think I just love all types of fruit, you know? Yeah. I think I have an obsession.
They're great. Awesome.
Yeah, they're really, really healthy.
So, Anne, talk about what you want to do as an adult or where you want to live, I guess.
Yeah, kind of same thing with Sylvia, as I also plan on traveling. I want to be a travel nurse practitioner specifically, so I want to go maybe work for disaster aid, World Health Organization or something, helping people in need for, you know, a good couple years after graduating with my master's. But I'm not really sure what the future holds, and I'm excited I might come back to Douglas County eventually, maybe to raise a family, and it's a good place to live, but I'm not sure yet.
And Sylvia, do you ever figure that you'll end up being here other than to visit the blueberries?
I have really no idea. I think it depends on what career I end up deciding on.
Now, David, you were one of those people that left and came back. What's your take on all this?
I think, you know, it's super important to I think, leave sometimes and then explore the world, find out about yourself, find out about, you know, what you're into, and then if all the roads lead back here, it's great. It's really great.
What's it like to watch, you have a lot of students, but what's it like to watch some of them over the course of the last 2 years and how they've matured?
It's one of the best parts of my job, besides graduation, is you really get a chance to see kids mature. And then find that what drives them, you know, especially about that that beginning of their junior year, sophomore year, they find things that they're really into. And I, that's one of the things that I really love about RHS is that I think if you're into something, there's other people that are into it too. And you can find them and be able to create or do or whatever. And so finding their niche is cool.
Now, you guys have a graduation party that evening. What's that like?
Yes, it is. It's the all-night grad party. It'll be at the YMCA. I didn't bring the information for that, but the kids will get it. It's pretty awesome. Last year, I was obviously able to attend and see everything that happened to it. And being an administrator for as long as I have, I've been at quite a few all-night graduation parties, and I can tell you that this one is the best that I've ever seen, and it's not even close. It's unbelievable.
And as principal, are you required to stay awake all night?
Well, I didn't have to last year. It maybe this year. It depends if the taco bar runs out. I'm really into the taco bar, and so if it's cooking, I'll be good to go.
All right, that wraps it. Principal David Vickery, student body co-president Sylvia Ekman, and in Colbert. Guys, thanks for coming in. Good luck on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.